I like to be liked, and I'm sure that you do also. Everybody wants people to think well of them. That is human nature. And I think that is why when people cannot argue with what we say, or we're discussing something and our way of looking at things seems to be winning the day, that the other side will come back with name-calling. That indicates that they've lost the argument, usually, or lost the debate, whatever it is. And it's a very useful tool to vilify someone. I hope none of us use those kind of tactics. Listen to what Jesus said would happen to us as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ. It's found in Matthew, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 16th verse. Look, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. You therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, but beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be just like his master, and the servant be like his Lord. Now if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Do not fear them, therefore. And fear not those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. I remember when Dr. Martin Luther King was working and striving for civil rights for the black people of America, and how he was opposed by so many people. And he used a phrase that I think is appropriate these days. He said he was opposed by people whose lips were dripping with lies and vilification. I think that was a good observation, and it holds true today. The Christian community is attacked by many people, and they use lies and vilification. But Jesus told us that that would happen. And as much as we like to be liked by everybody, it's just not going to happen. And Jesus has told us not only that, they are going to use lies and vilification and violence. And he said, if they call me the devil, what are they going to call you? So I think what we have to do is find comfort in Jesus Christ and comfort in the fact that God loves us. Jesus died for us. And we are holders of sacred truth that we need to proclaim to everybody, no matter what they say about us, and that we should love one another. And in the community of faith, we should find acceptance. We should both give and receive respect and acceptance. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want you to love me. Father in heaven, I want you to love me. I know that you do. And I know that I will not be loved by all people. I will not even be liked. In fact, I will be hated by some people because of what I believe, and that no one will give me the grace that you have given me, O Lord. So let me find comfort in that this day. In Jesus' name, amen.